Back here, the police are using or trialling several tools to search social media networks during investigations, but they won't say what ones. They say the tools are used to scan publicly accessible, so-called open source internet pages. Some tools are controversial overseas, for instance being used to track Black Lives Matter protesters. RNZ's Phil Pennington looking into this one. Phil, kia ora, good morning. Thanks for being with us. No names for what tools they're using here.
No names here, Susie. In the OAA, what we have is them saying that they have used three social media search tools since 2018, including on cybercrime and the mosque terror attacks investigation. They used these, they say, to search accessible and open source internet pages, including social media. This includes one that the National Intelligence Centre only brought in November 2019, for police's first ever dedicated internet search team, well after the March 15 attacks. We know they want to trial another social search tool too, but they won't name them. They say providing any such information to criminals would only harm the community and the public interest, and that the business cases for these tools identify capability gaps that could be exploited. Digital right groups, of course, they worry that online surveillance is only proliferating, and with it the ethical hazards around this, Susie.
Isn't it smart, though, not to show their hand to criminals?
Well, maybe. I mean, we know electronic chatter has been proved to give leads on crime and security threats, and, of course, the whole covert high-tech approach got a real boost last week from local involvement in that worldwide gang bust that depended on a Trojan horse FBI app. On the other hand, police have been trying for the last year to build up public confidence and get social license for deploying more high-tech crime-fighting tools, including by being more transparent. And they did name 20 other tech systems that they already use or eyeing up.
Now, what about the Stocktake? This was in the Stocktake late last year.
Yeah, they named those systems in the Stocktake, the first one. They called that at the time a baseline, but they now say to me that this was a quick snapshot without the details and that it was not presented as being comprehensive or reaching into every corner of the organisation. The word social media occurred just once in that Stocktake and not in relation to a search tool. That is surprising. That does appear to be a gap, given how intricately people's lives are tied up with social media and the fact that most police forces surveyed worldwide are analysing social media at scale.
If we knew what the tools were, Phil, how would that help?
Well, I think it would help. We would be able to more widely check what these tools are, how they're used overseas, misused overseas, so we would know what to watch out for. We could eye OIA for any privacy impact assessments done on them. The sorts of systems I was asking police about include Dataminer, that's used by police in the US to monitor Black Lives Matters protesters, something called Social Sentinel, which has been credited with deterring school shootings, but also has been accused of spying on teachers, and Babel Street. This can even track emojis and has been used in the dark web. Police told me that they will be proactively releasing further information in the near future on this. I'm not sure what that means.
What about privacy assessments? Have these been done?
Not on these tools, it seems not. Police say that they've told the Privacy Commissioner that they are looking at developing these assessments on these social tools. But the Commissioner himself, John Edwards, says he has consulted with them about the searching of open source internet pages generally, but not about any specific proposal other than a social media brand building software called Zavy. We know that in the past the police have been patchy on doing privacy impact assessments on tech. Now, if we knew the names of what these social search tools were, that would help us to check on that.
Now, does the new OIA name any social media search tools?
Yes, and it gets interesting here because they say that they have previously disclosed that they use something called Maltego, and they use this to query open source data and visualise it in graphic form. Well, Maltego also has other software on offer, for instance Social Links, and this is used can be used to scan for data on 50 social networks including Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, you know, the usual suspects, and the dark web. The new external panel of experts that the police have set up on this part of their transparency push, they say they have not reviewed anything off the list of a dozen, well actually two dozen social and facial recognition tools that we put to police. That panel of experts has not reviewed any of those. They are looking at the proposal to trial a new tool, and they have reviewed a new report into the ethical use of algorithms, and we expect that to be released soon, Susie.
Thank you very much. Phil Pennington, our reporter there.